When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I wasn't expecting to make a second video today, but if that's not a reason to subscribe to the Pain Game channel, I don't know what is. Hit it now, because today is the day they have announced one of the biggest fights of the year. Some of you will love it, some of you will absolutely hate it. Regardless, it can't be ignored. Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson on July 20th in Texas in a 100,000 seater stadium. I'm mind blown right now. Oh, it's on Netflix as well, by the way. As if we didn't have enough competition in the boxing game, Netflix have just put their foot down and said, we're playing as well, bro. This is literally mind blowing to me. Like, I knew the Netflix thing was going to happen. I heard rumors about them and Jake Paul doing some sort of deal. Obviously, they did the documentary of them not long ago. And even around the time that Jake Paul fought on the same card as Mike Tyson, when they did the Triller event, when Nate Robinson got knocked clean out by Jake Paul, and obviously Mike Tyson fought Roy Jones Jr. in what was a friendly move around, to be honest. Mike in that fight showed, even in his late 50s, he still has it to some degree. But to have it against an older Roy Jones Jr. is one thing. But to be 58 years old, which is what he will be when this fight happens, to get in there with a 27-year-old lad in his prime, athletic prime. I know there's no comparison between the skills. If we had a prime Mike Tyson, he'd rip Jake Paul's head off. But he's not. And a lot of people are going to have a problem with this for that reason, because Mike Tyson is beloved by the boxing community, right? This will unite the boxing community into hating Jake Paul in a way we've never seen them hate him. Like, they've never liked him that much. But fucking hell, you're going to come at one of the GOATs, and you're going to have a 30-year advantage on him. 31, actually. No one in boxing wants to see Mike Tyson knocked out. No one. But they especially don't want to see Jake Paul knock Mike Tyson out, because they've already got a chip on their shoulder about Jake, about him only fighting older fighters, only fighting undersized fighters, only fighting fighters who are, you know, washed up mixed martial artist guys. This is the narrative, and there is some truth in it. You know, he has fought older MMA guys, but they've been in their like late 30s, even to late 40s with Anderson Silva. Mike Tyson's nearly 60. He's nearly ready to pick his bus pass up, but he's still a bad motherfucker. Even as old as Mike is, with the way he looked against Roy Jones, he may still win this fight. I just hope they're giving him all the testosterone supplementation possible, because it's only fucking fair. I don't know how to feel about this. I honestly don't, because some people are going to see it as like Jake Paul picking on Mike Tyson, you know, Mike's such an older guy. But who are we to tell Mike Tyson not to take this fight? And it's going to be insane money. He's going to make a fucking fortune out of this. And unfortunately, despite the amount of money Mike made in his career, he probably doesn't have anywhere near as much as he should have to show for what he did, because he was robbed by so many people around him, and he is going to make a fortune. But I do fear for him going in there with a kid who's so much younger than him, as even though the skill gap back in the day wouldn't have been comparable, you know, really Jake should win, and in quite convincingly. I mean, Mike's nearly 60, and it does make us feel a bit uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to see Mike laid out, especially when you think, like, legacy wise Mike is the killer, and you don't want your last remaining memory of you in a ring to be knocked out by a guy who couldn't lace your fucking boots, actually, if we were having it right and they were both in their prime, right? So in that sense, like, I don't know, like, it's going to be a bit of a lose-lose for Jake Paul, but is it? Like, it's still intriguing, and Mike Tyson will always have the fear factor, and people will just believe in Mike because we look at Mike like he's fucking Superman, and he's a hero to so many. And look, for Jake Paul to get in the ring with Mike Tyson, it's an honor, isn't it, to share the ring with an icon, that superstar that Mike Tyson is and was. It elevates Jake Paul into another stratosphere. This takes him to another level, and people are really going to fucking care about this, because they care about Mike Tyson so much. And the last thing the boxing community want to see is the YouTuber Jake Paul knock out their hero. And the amount of money they're going to make, man, this is fucking insane. You have to understand, I seen Jake Paul's first fight. I was right there ringside commentating as he fought Deji. We've gone to another level. This is insanely big. And then it's on Netflix as well, so everyone can watch it. The viewership that we'll get, it'll probably be the most viewed boxing match live in history. And I'm saying all of this right off the top, so maybe my hype is over the top, I don't know, but we all know how many people have Netflix. It's going to be so accessible, and therefore the views will be insane. I don't know how to feel about this, because I think a grown man, especially Mike Tyson, should have every right to get in the ring if he fucking wants to. But equally, I don't want to see him, like, knocked out cold again. Like, the way his career ended was tough. If he does get in the ring, I'd rather it be against an older Evander Holyfield and other legends like him who deserve to be in there with him. Putting him in there with a 27-year-old who's, like, in his physical prime, and while he isn't the level of boxer Mike was, he's still fucking ferocious. He could still fucking bang someone out. We've seen that. He's knocked out Tyron Woodley, who was in his fucking, you know, not that far out of his prime. He's dangerous. Storyline wise, I mean, if Jake Paul does go in there and knock Mike Tyson out, I don't think that the boxing public will ever forgive him. I think he will be hated forever. And I guess there's no one better to sign up for that than Jake Paul. I mean, he takes it in his stride. He will have to roll with that and actually embrace it. You are the villain now. On the flip side, if Mike Tyson comes back at nearly 60 years old and smashes Jake Paul, he will be fucking worshipped all over again by the boxing fans. I mean, he would be a hero all over again. And it would also be humiliating for Jake Paul. Jake Paul should knock him out. So if Mike does survive and beat him, well, that's it, like, innit? Even though he might be the best 60-year-old on the planet, he's still 60. But a guy who trains boxing day in, day out for as long as Jake Paul has, and to have the knockouts he has, in the physical prime of his life, he should still easily be able to beat Mike Tyson. And then to have Netflix come into the party, have their first ever fight to be this big? Wow. I mean, Amazon have not long announced that they're going to be involved in boxing. Then we've got Netflix. You're looking at Sky Sports, you're looking at DAZN and thinking, you guys better bring your fucking A game. Because Netflix have not long just bought WWE rights, so they're going to be broadcasting them, and they're paying billions for that. If they want to take over boxing as well, who can stop them? I don't know. As boxing fans, we're going to be spoiled rotten, but if you're one of the other broadcasters, you know you need to bring your fucking A game moving forward. When it's all said and done, people will tell the story of Mike Tyson's boxing career, and they'll be like, fucking hell, do you remember when he came out of retirement 30 years later and boxed Jake Paul? Mad bastard. Like, this is history. And for Jake Paul to be a part of that after I watched him make his fucking debut in
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Chester against Deji. It's fucking mind-blowing. I mean, to be fair, Logan also did a big thing with Mayweather, but Mayweather does a lot of these things now. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is another level, man. It's another level to anything we've seen from influencer boxing, in fact. Jake Paul just raised the bar, and whether you love him or hate him, he fucking has. It's a mega event, and one that'll evoke a lot of emotion, and a one that'll get everyone watching, and that's the goal of boxing. It's a fucking business. It's not a sport. And nothing should tell you that more than the fact that we've got a 27-year-old competing against a 58-year-old. But fuck me, I'll be watching. That's my immediate thoughts. I've literally just heard the news, banged this video out. Obviously, I will let this marinate, and I probably will do more videos, and I will be talking about it with the lads around the table when we do the Francis Ngannou versus Anthony Joshua live stream. We will be debating this, and I will need you all in the comments to let us know your thoughts before that. I'll see you there live Friday night for the big fight. For now, I'll see you on the next one.